Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello. I'm so glad you could be with me here for this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We've been learning from Derek Prince how to find security. It's been a wonderful time dealing with very practical issues like criticism and depression, things that many of us battle. Today, Derek is going to be even more practical when it comes to the issue of security. He's going to be talking to us about financial security and what he calls God's social security. It's a wonderful teaching that affects the whole issue of our confidence in God regarding our financial lives, our giving, and the ways that we ought to walk responsibly before God with the goods and the material possessions that God has given us. I love the practicality of God's word. God even chose simple people like fishermen and doctors and people who were just on the street, so to speak, connected with the realities of life through which to give the revelation of Scripture. Many of the books of the Bible written by shepherds, written by fishermen, written by people who were just very connected to the daily life of a human being. And that's what God wanted to address. That's how God wanted to reach the world, through the simple and the human and the earthly. And that's what he's doing now as he teaches us through his word about debt, about inflation, about these types of issues. And so let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about financial security as part of his broader series on where to find security.
In all periods of human history, men have always been concerned about security in the realm of finances and material possessions. In recent years, the pressures have greatly increased this concern and have made it continually more difficult to find satisfactory forms of investment. And I want to tell you, the Bible offers an alternative kind of security of investment. For instance, in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Jesus says, there is no place of total security in this world and in its world systems and in its banking systems for your investments. So he says, don't invest in a place that isn't really secure. It's very wise and practical. He says, invest in something that's guaranteed, that's secure, that cannot be taken over by an alien government. The bank cannot be broken into and its bullion stolen. Invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in heaven and God's purposes. A little later on in Matthew 6, he continues, "Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." That's always a blessing to me, to know that God knows exactly what I need. I don't have to remind God of my needs. I have to meet his conditions, and he supplies my needs. And this is this condition that Jesus says we have to meet. Seek first his kingdom, that's God's kingdom, and his righteousness, God's righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In essence, it's a question of right priorities. If you give right priority to the cause of God, the work of God, the kingdom of God, if you invest in that, if you're devoted to that, then you don't have to worry about the other things, because your Father knows about them. He'll take care of you. "Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow," Jesus continues, "for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Isn't that true? How many of us would argue with that statement? Each day has enough trouble of its own. And Jesus was such a realist. He says, don't spoil today by worrying about tomorrow's problems. And I just have to say, on the basis of 40 years' experience or more, that it works. I've done that. I've sought the kingdom of God. And God has faithfully cared for me and provided for me and a very large family as well. So I just add my personal testimony. Now, investing in God's kingdom is also sowing. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 8, speaking about giving money to the kingdom of God. "Remember this, Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided to give in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound to every good work. That, again, is total financial security. At all times, in all things, you have all that you need, more than you need for yourself. You can abound to all good works. And then Paul says in Galatians, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So what we sow, we reap. This is true in the financial realm. It's true with dollars and cents. If we sow into the kingdom of God, then from the kingdom of God we reap in proportion to what we've sown. I just want to point out to you the contrast between the two kingdoms. That's the kingdom of God, in which we're invited to invest, and the kingdoms of this world. This is stated in Hebrews 12, verses 26 through 28. At this time, God's voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, that's earthly kingdoms, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. That's the kingdom of God, which cannot be shaken. The writer continues in the next verse. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. So we're given the alternative in Scripture. We can invest in kingdoms and governments and systems and institutions which God has told us are all going to be shaken. And in the last decade or two, we've seen many institutions shaken. Many things that were regarded as very sound, reliable, have proved to be insecure. And we're being reminded of the truth of Scripture, that we have this alternative. We can invest in the kingdoms of this world, or we can invest in the kingdom of God. But all that's invested in the kingdom of this world ultimately will be insecure. Let me close with a picture of what will happen in the earth when God shakes all the kingdoms of this world. In Isaiah 2, 20 through 21, in that day men will throw away to the rodents and bats their idols of silver and idols of gold which they made to worship. They will flee to caverns in the rocks and to the overhanging crags from dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he rises to shake the earth. See, in that moment when everything that can be shaken is shaken, men will realize they've invested in the wrong place, and they'll take all their gold and the silver that they've trusted in, that they've relied on for security, and in contempt and disgust, they'll throw it away to the rodents and to the bats. So my advice is, don't invest in something that ultimately is insecure. Invest in God's kingdom.
You know, Derek has just touched on one of the most important truths about finances in the entire Bible, and that is that we have treasures in heaven, and that if we'll lay up treasures in heaven through our giving, through our seeking first the kingdom of God, that our hearts will be there also. Some people say that we have a heavenly account. We have an actual bank account in heaven, so to speak. That is where our treasure is stored. If we think this way, we'll live on earth in terms of heavenly responsibility, and we will be transformed, and we will be prosperous. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261.
That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're with us today on this Tuesday. We're learning some vitally important truths about security, particularly financial security. And you know, most of the financial security programs that you see on TV or read about in magazines have to do with how to manipulate the earthly system for your own profit. But God's Word teaches us that there's a whole nother realm in the spirit, in the heavenlies, with God, in which we do our financial dealings, and that's how real financial security comes into our life. Let's listen as Derek teaches us these very important principles.
I'm going to deal with another aspect of financial and material security, one which I call God's social security. The concept of social security provided by a government for its citizens has become an accepted feature of most social systems in the Western world. In fact, today people talk about cradle-to-grave security. The concept is that you pay in taxes to the government and in other contributions considerable sums of money out of what you've earned, out of what you've produced by your work, and in turn the government accepts responsibility for you in time of need. If you're sick, if you're out of work, and when you get past the age where you're able to work, then that's called social security. Unfortunately, that social security is already being steadily eroded by inflation. And there are many senior citizens today who've invested in the government, but they're not getting an adequate return for their investment to support them in comfort and in honor in their old age. That's just one example of the insecurity of investing in a human system. I'm not opposing social security. I'm simply saying that its security is strictly limited. The need for such security is real. Let's face that. But God offers it to us on a different basis. The basis on which God offers us security is very simple. It's spiritual. It's faith. Faith that works by love. Let me say that again, because this is the real, true basis of security in financial and material things. It's faith in God, faith in His Word, and faith that's expressed in acts of love toward God and toward those whom God puts in our pathway to help. In Psalm 112, the psalmist gives us a picture of the righteous man by God's standards, according to Scripture. I want to read some verses from that psalm and point out the emphasis there, which is really on doing good to the poor and helping those in need. This is an essential part of the Bible's picture of righteousness. Unfortunately, I think it's dropped out of the thinking of many contemporary Christians and churches, but it's never dropped out of the Bible. So I'm going to read from Psalm 112 some of the verses, not all of them. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in His commands. His children will be mighty in the land. Each generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. All that's part of the product of the fear of the Lord. God will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Being generous and lending freely is a part of biblical righteousness. Surely he will never be shaken, because he's investing in the kingdom that cannot be shaken by his acts of mercy. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. His heart is secure. That's deep, inner, permanent security. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Notice again the direct connection between righteousness and giving to the poor. Because this man has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness will endure forever, and God will take total responsibility for that man's well-being. The emphasis is on generosity, lending, and giving. Now let's look what the book of Proverbs tells us, and this is just one out of many such passages in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given to the poor, the Lord will pay him again. That's very important. When we give to the poor with right motives, with faith that works by love, we're giving to the poor, but we're lending to the Lord. And the Bible guarantees that what we've lent to the Lord will pay us back. And I want to tell you, on the basis of both observation and personal experience, the Lord pays very high rates of interest on what we lend to Him when we give to the poor. So bear that in mind. Helping the poor is lending to the Lord. And then in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, we have this advice. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes, to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Notice, this is a way ordained in Scripture to prepare for possible disaster in the future. Now, it's not the way that most people of this world would think of preparing. It says, cast your bread upon the waters, give freely, and let the waters take it away, because after many days you will find it again. Oh, I've seen this true in my life, time and time again. I've done something, an act of mercy, I've helped somebody, and when I've forgotten all about it, 10 or 20 years later, God lets that bread come back to me on the waters, and I receive the benefit of what I've given to others. And then the next verse, give portions to seven, yes, to eight. Seven really is the fulfillment of all your duties, but eight is just going a little bit further than duty. For you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. In other words, giving to the poor and to those in need is, as it were, paying God's social security tax. And when you pay your social security to God, there's no inflation in the kingdom of heaven. You'll get back what you need when you need it. If you should be sick, if you're in old age, if you're in some other situation of need, you can just lift your heart to heaven and say to the Lord, Lord, I have given to the poor. I've cast my bread upon the waters. Now I'm in need. I just remind you of the promises of your word. That's God's social security.
You know, I love the scripture in Proverbs 19:17. There are two things that touch me. First of all, that when we do indeed give to the poor, we're lending to the Lord, and God does take care of us. That's good news. But I love a God who identifies with the poor and identifies with them so much that He actually says, when you're caring for them, you're lending to me and I will repay. We want to give because we love, but we also want to give because a gracious God makes sure that we prosper in return. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
You know, as Derek teaches these truths, I'm very aware that some of these truths have been misused by people in churches, in Christian teaching, certainly in fundraising. And there's a certain amount of cynicism that surrounds them. There's a certain view that some of us might have, that these are the favorite scriptures that preachers trot out, when they're trying to get people to give. But I have to tell you that we cannot let the manipulation or misuse of a scripture keep us from the truth of God. You know, one of my great concerns about an extreme when it hits the body of Christ is not just those who are carried away by the extreme, but also by those who withdraw themselves from every truth of God that extreme touches. For example, you know, you have extremes of authority and submission, but then people reject all submission and authority. You have extremes of, extremes of finances and prosperity and giving and generosity, and so people withdraw from giving and prosperity at all. The reality is that the ideas that are behind some of these abuses come from God. I don't mean that God created the abuses. I mean the scriptures that people distort are scriptures that are in the Bible. The Bible makes it clear God wants us to prosper. Deuteronomy 8:18, it is God who gives you the power to get wealth. And that's not a scripture that we take out of context. The Bible also says that if we'll give to the poor, we are lending to the Lord, that the generous man prospers, that we are meant to sow our seeds so that we have a great harvest so we can sow even more. And this is what Derek's trying to teach us. Our insecurity about money frequently comes because we're trying to manipulate or work in this world's systems and prosper. But the Bible says there's a whole other economy of God, a whole other level, a whole other way of dealing that has to do with the reality that there's a spirit realm. There's another realm, not just this earthly realm. And it too has, so to speak, its economics. It too has its way of dealing financially. In this world, in a natural sense, you give somebody something, you've simply lost it. It's simply theirs now and not yours anymore. But in God's economy and the way that God has constructed the economics, so to speak, of the spirit realm or of the kingdom of God, if you give something, God promises that he'll give in return. That's not something that I'm saying right now because I'm about to ask you to give. No, that's what we're used to. That's what we kind of get our hearts steeled up for. No, I'm saying it because it's in the Word of God. It's true. It's in the Bible. These ideas that God wants us to give and be radically generous and function according to an alternate economic system of the Spirit of God is very much a challenge to us. It's very real. It's very much taught in the Scriptures, and it's a challenge to the way that we think about economics and about the natural economic system of this world. So I want you to really reevaluate. Get with your spouse and get with those that you deal with financially. Perhaps pull your family together and really look at how you're functioning. Look at whether you have a fear-based, earthly-only kind of financial life, or do you have a financial life that responds to and obeys these scriptures that tell us that if we give, if we store up our treasures in heaven, if we have confidence that God is a God who blesses those who give generously, that we will prosper. Ask yourself if you're basing your financial life on truths such as that. This is a really important moment, because for some of us, we have really given ourselves to cynicism. We have really given ourselves to a hoarding kind of mentality. And I'll tell you, I think there are some tremendous financial challenges coming in our generation. Already we're seeing some things go amok. We're seeing housing starts down. We're seeing fuel prices rise. We're seeing some difficult things economically. Well, God's people are meant to prosper, not so they can waste it on their lusts, as the Bible says, but rather so that they can be ready to minister into the lives of others, especially in times of crisis. And that's what God's trying to prepare us to do. But we cannot be a people of fear. We cannot be a people of insecurity. We have to know how to live in terms of the financial truths of the Word of God. Well, listen, there's so much more wonderful teaching to come the rest of the week, but that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.